first time it happens in the Psalter, of course, but then it's repeated a few times. So it doesn't mean that when it's here, it's a new song, and then you get to Psalm 40, and then you've got to write another new song, and then you get to Psalm 96 and 98, and you've got to continue to write new songs and then throw these others out in the past. But it's really a song of the new creation. It is a song of the renewal. This is what this is. This is not something that is new. So you have a song of adoration when you say, "We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We really, really love you, Lord." It's not like, well, now let's just tweak the words on that and say, "We really love you. We really even more than more love you." I mean, you're not just changing the words of your adoration or even changing the tune to make it upbeat or up-tempo. But this is a song of the new creation. And in particular, what we're looking at is Isaiah chapter 42. This is the place where we are told to sing to Yahweh a new song, that his praise will go from the ends of the earth. It'll go all the way down throughout the lands, all over the place. It'll continue, because what we're doing is we are talking about the new things that God is doing. He is making things new. There is a new covenant. He is making a new Jerusalem. He is making a new Exodus, and he is restoring that which has gone wrong. And you can see this very clearly in Isaiah 42, in which we are told to sing this new song. This is directly connected to the chapter that's talking about the Christ.